Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mark Duda has been, he's just been on the scene in football and sports for so long. I got to know him initially when I was part of the committee that helped create the football team at Lackawanna College under Joe Morelli. And they wanted to hire a guy named Wally Chambers, a former Chicago Bear. And it was my view. I said, you better get an actual coach because I don't think Wally wants to really, you know, get under the hood here. And Mark Duda was the solution. He became head coach shortly thereafter. And he is the winningest coach in the NJCAA, 217 career victories. He's produced over 450 NCAA Division I athletes, and he's helped produce more than 25 players who went on to sign NFL contracts. Now, before he went to Lackawanna, he was a standout athlete of his own. He had 13 sacks, a school record that still stands at the University of Maryland. Oh, I'm sorry, it was broken in 2015. After his college career, he was the 96th overall pick in the NFL draft, the 1983 NFL draft. He played 5 seasons in the NFL, starting 34 games, appearing in 55, recording 9.5 sacks. Player, coach, leader, mentor. He's retiring, but man, he gave us some great years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mark Duda, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
Nice to be here, Bob. I'm doing fine. What's happening?
Well, Coach, I mean, I guess everything great has to come to an end. Tell us what went into your decision, because you've been doing it a lot of years.
Well, I have been here for a long period of time, like 32 years as a head guy, and I really enjoyed all of it. But, you know, last year I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which, as you guys know, is kind of a neurological disease that has some pretty, ill effects as you go along. And I'm going to be 65 years old here in February. And so I really thought that I'd try my best this year to see how I could do, but I don't think I'm as good as I should be and as productive as I should be. And the last thing, Bob, from all the way back then, the last thing I'm ever going to do is cheat these kids. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Never. All right. So once I realized that fact, I would get through this year. We have two more games to go. And then I'll be at the school full time for a little while longer to help with those guys, find a new coach. And then eventually I'm going to, retire. But I think this place has been such a large part of my life. I mean, my Lord, I met my wife here. My daughter Taylor, grew up in these hallways, and it is bittersweet for sure.
You were a young kid. It's you and I. I mean, I'm 60. I'm going to be 65 myself in February. You don't realize 30 years ago you were a kid when you came to Lackawanna.
Yeah, I really was. I was 31. But I had never really, I played in the league till I was like 29.
Yeah.
And so I never really, I never knew. I knew I wanted to coach, certainly, but I didn't know, where. And I'm a local guy. I'm from Plymouth, Pennsylvania originally, and I was living in Dallas at the time. And I remember you guys being on the board. It was wild, like the committee. And I remember not getting the job, but being the defensive coordinator that first year. And Wally Chambers was the head coach. The following year, I became the head coach with the thoughts of maybe being here for a few years.
Yeah.
Just start to kind of get it under my belt and then do what all coaches do, right? Move around the country in a haphazard way in their career. And then I met Denise Yankowski, who is now Denise Duda here at the school, and just really settled in here and found so many challenges here, but so many good things too. And all the presidents, as you know, Dr. Morelli, and then, Ray Angeli and Mark Volk.
Yeah.
And, of course, it just keeps going on and on and on. Now Jill Murray. So I've been through a lot here, but a lot of great things have happened along the way.
That is one thing. Did you envision that when you just started, because you were saying, yeah, and this might be a stepping stone for me as a coach, did you envision that Lackawanna's football program would make this much of a mark nationally?
I really didn't. I knew that, we had an opportunity to garner some interest from some players because, like, Bob, all of my friends are former players.
Yeah.
And all my friends coach, and so we knew we had a network, but no idea that we have, Outland Trophy winners and first round draft choices, and all these people along the way have done such a great job. I think the program has grown and grown and grown to the point where now we're a viable option to be the Division II team in the PSAC, which I think is a huge, huge thing, and I think the school is ready for that, and certainly it affords more opportunities for these guys too. So it's been, I could have never, if I would have said, I would have thought that was the case, I'd have to be lying. For sure.
It's amazing. And we were so lucky to have you at the helm for all of these years to guide that program and the school to fame. And everybody in football, in college football, knows Lackawanna College. They know the deal. They say it's a great place. They produced all these professional players. Duda's been the guy. I mean, 25 players who went on to sign NFL contracts. 450 that went on to NCAA Division I. It's really remarkable, and you got to take the credit for it. more and more. Coach, you got to take the credit for it. I know you won't, so I'll give it to you. But man, it just shows, you know, get your lunch pail and go to work every day and look what you've produced.
You know, I don't think there's any question. I think it's, you know, it's more, I think it was more perspiration than inspiration for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's the nature of being a football coach. I remember I talked to somebody in the media a while back. They said, what are your hobbies? And I for the life of me, I can't think of one. I don't have any. Right? So I said, well, I don't have any hobbies. But I do coach football, and I do, you know, I do that. And they're like, well, that's your job. I said, well, I don't really think it's a job. I really never thought it was. And so I've loved it to such a degree for such a long period of time. But hopefully that enthusiasm has gone to my players, and they understand that it's true, right? It's a true thing. And I think getting these guys educated is so important. I had a luxury of talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, well, aren't you proud of the NFL guys? Well, certainly, right? Mark Lewinsky and, oh my God, Tyre Brown and all these guys. Certainly I am. But here's what I'm proud of the most, and I'm so glad I have your show to speak about it, is when a community will allow people to come and embrace their dreams, and then those people in turn go out and become four-year educated people with their degrees and get great jobs and great lives. You know, we helped a lot more people than ones you see on TV. And so those guys, to me, are the difference maker. The guys that helped go to the National Football League, man, that's fantastic. But the guys we helped become teachers, we have lawyers, we have all those people, those guys really made a huge impact in my life. And that's probably really why I stayed.
Man, you think, and by the way, until you took over as head coach, there were some iffy days very early on, discipline issues, all kinds of things, and you came in and you took that on, and you became a leader of young men. That and I'll tell you, every football coach I had was a little bit crazy. I never heard that about you. I have to say.
You know, it was a very inauspicious start when the program began. I think that, you know, everybody had the right interest. I think you guys did. The board did. I think Dr. Morelli did. I think everybody had the right interest at heart. But, maybe the first selection as head coach might have been not quite as good as it maybe should have been. But you don't know going in, right? So you give it a chance.
Well, no, some of us knew.
Some of you might have known.
Well, some of us believed we're gonna have an issue here. Thank God we got Duda.
and the year that Mr. Wally left, and I remember sitting down there with Dr. Morelli, and Joe goes, "Well, hey Mark, what are you gonna do?" And I'm like, "Doc, I mean, this is pretty screwed up, right?" I said, I can do things, but you have to give me the hammer. You have to give me the ability to remove people that really don't belong here and to bring people that do. And they did. To all your interests, all you guys, Bob, all you guys did that. You said, Coach, you know, kind of square this thing off, you know? And so you allowed me to do it, and that's what we did. And lo and behold, the following year, we were 9-2 on the field, and all of our kids graduated. And it was one of those situations where we moved forward. But you had to have a leap of faith there as well, and you guys did. So I commend you guys for that.
Hey, Coach Duda, so are you symptomatic or substantially symptomatic with the Parkinson's right now?
It's just beginning. It's I'm in the beginning, like not stages of it. I guess I don't know if there's stages, but I was diagnosed in last February, and I take some medication. I do some things, and I'm certainly functional. But as you know, with that disease, that dreaded disease, there's not a cure. And it's a matter of sort of like taking the symptoms and making them as least as possible. So I'm doing really well and hope to do really well. But certainly I am not as spry as I was a few years ago.
And there's a lot of stress to running the program, coaching the games, being as into it as you are, dealing with the kids. disciplining the kids, all of that, that would add to the problem, I'm sure.
A little bit. Like, my doctor was, you know, I have doctors who are really great people. And one of them said, like, you know, what do you do for a living? And I told him, and he was like, he shook his head, right? And he said, well, Mark, that's probably not the living you want to have with yeah. what you have. And I said, you know, doc, I understand. I just want to finish kind of what I started. And so I said, let me go through this year and this season, and let's just finish this, because I think it's really if you can do it, it's really hard on kids if you leave them. I just think it's best to do it that way. So I told those guys on Monday, I told my team and everybody what the situation was. I didn't sugarcoat it or lie to them. I tell them the truth, and then it really is the best way to go about this. And once again, I think it's if I have to be done, then by God, it will be done, you know, the right way.
Well, we're lucky to have you still with us to be able to guide towards the next choice, because I think that it was taken for granted for so many years now, the amazing job that you did with the program and at the school, that we're gonna need you to help pick that next coach.
Right, and Dr. Murray and
she's great.
Yeah. Both have been fantastic. And they said, Mark, you know, we would like you so much to stay on to help us kind of get through this process so we pick the right people and so we can kind of move forward. And I would like nothing better than to help this place survive. I love this place. Everybody knows it. And I will do everything in my power to make sure that it is as good as it can ever be. There's no question about that.
Well, Coach Mark Duda, Lackawanna College, thank you so much. Thank you for everything you've done for the area and for that great institution. We appreciate it. And thanks for checking in with us.
Thanks for having me on, Bob.
All right.
Take care.
Mark Duda, head coach retiring at Lackawanna College after an amazing, successful career there. He made the program what it is and helped make the college what it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funny as a meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.